Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Well, listen to my voice. It's been a lot of screaming for NBA reasons. We can only find out, but the play-in is upon us.
We as can the regular only season. Find out. The old saying.
Oh, you know, I always use well-used maxims and colloquialisms on this podcast. But anyway, the regular season's wrapped up. Over the weekend, Jack Sixers ended the year on an 8-0 run. Meanwhile, the Knicks and Thunder each ended their respective seasons on a 5-game roll. And we're going to get into the play-in and potential playoff matchups and more with longtime NBA writer and editor Harrison Fagan on today's episode. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is
Miles Jack O'Brien.
Doncic, deep three. Driving, spinning, fading, hitting!
LeBron's got it with five. He's going to try another three. Mr. LeBron James!
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No, showtime. What you got, Giannis?
And it's the most wonderful time
yes.
of the year.
Ooh, listen to that bravado.
Yeah!
Or, I mean, vibrato,
Springs,
not
eternal
bravo.
For approximately 60 more minutes.
I know.
For the 76ers. We're going to do it this year, guys.
We're on the brink. Jack, we're
we
both on the brink.
We haven't lost in 8 games. Yeah, so we're recording this. This is a Schrodinger's cat of an episode. We're recording this. Before the first playing game, y'all know better than we do what happened, what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yes. But no one knows.
What if our predictions are really correct?
Exactly. You don't
know. I mean, we might know better than them.
That's
and
right.
See, and who better knows than our guest, Harrison Fagan, SB Nation NBA editor, co-host of Lakers Lounge, and co-host of Rewind and Reconsider. Harrison Fagan, thank you for joining us today. What an appropriate time for you to join us because, you know, people saw what your words about the Lakers, their postseason, you know, what their options might be, what things may look like. There's a bit of pain, you know, around here in the Mad Boosties office. And by that, I mean me looking at my phone being like,
he's right, but don't say this.
Don't say it. You just lose. So, Harrison, you wrote an article saying what I thought and I think said to Miles and Jabari that, you guys should duck. The Nugget, like get out.
Right, throw the
this game.
Don't win. Don't beat the Pelicans. Don't make that your
don't
problem.
Don't win. Granted, I do have a loser mentality. I am a Philadelphia 76ers fan, so I'm just like, winning. What are y'all doing?
Trust me. Please nowhere. Yeah.
But at the same time, it just does seem to be the wise choice.
is to not go up against the team that has all of our numbers constantly. Yeah. Look, I only disagree because, like I said, I live in a different kind of reality, one that is not tethered to the reality in which the Lakers will actually be playing basketball. So that's why I choose to say, you know what? No, bring them. Bring them to me now.
Yeah.
But as I crash back down to earth, I'm like, no. I don't know. I don't know.
There's also the point that you guys might not beat the Kings because the Kings also have also had your number. And so you might just be out of the playoffs. And that would be a very embarrassing way to go.
Domantas Sabonis has just learned all of AD's moves. And he's like, you present no challenge to me. That's also frightening. So all bad options, I would say, for the Lakers. So we don't know what has happened. Harrison, I have to ask you, like, if let's game this out, okay? Let's say we duck the Nuggets. Do you think someone is going to make it easier? Like you said, this was also the tweet that a lot of people didn't read the article that you tweeted. Quote, if the Lakers truly feel that any outcome besides a championship is a failure, they should do their best to give themselves the clearest possible path by throwing Tuesday's play-in game. Is there any, in this version, right, where there somehow is a path that, and like, I feel like it's an inevitability that if there's any way to any kind of championship, you're going to have to face the Nuggets.
I mean, that is probably true, but the odds of facing them are lower the longer sure, you go without facing them. You know, like mathematically, you know, if you win this game against the Pelicans and you're playing the Nuggets, then you're guaranteed to play the Nuggets. And whereas if you get to the other side of the bracket of them, you have two rounds where you're not playing the Nuggets, and theoretically some other team could beat the Nuggets, or the Nuggets could suffer, you know, like an unfortunate injury. Again, like, no one's rooting for injuries, but this kind of stuff happens throughout the playoffs. We've seen it, every year some hope for contender gets banged up or takes like an ill-timed ankle turn or, you know, has something happen or whatever. And so the longer you can go without playing the team that you have the least chance to beat, further, you know, the better your odds are. And, you know, maybe the Timberwolves knock off the Nuggets. I wouldn't pick them in that series necessarily. But if someone is going to do it, then, you know, maybe it's them in the second round. And then, you know, against the Timberwolves, you have a better chance. I mean, the Timberwolves haven't beaten you 8 times in a row at the very least. And so, you know, again, we're dealing with like it's a matter of percentages. I'm not saying, you know, the Lakers
you should lay down and die because you're scared. Right. No, I get
that. Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, a lot of people ask me all the time. They're like, Harrison, why are you not a professional athlete? And I'm like, I mean, really the only reason is that I'm a coward. You know, and that's the only difference between me and LeBron is I would duck the smoke and I would just be like, hey, let's rest AD. His back's hurting.
Yeah.
You know, we'll rest him. Get ready for Thursday's playing game. Let the Warriors and Kings beat each other up and then either beat what remains of the Kings, who have lost like two of their best guards already, or a Warriors team that you've shown you can beat in a postseason environment. You have not shown that with the Nuggets, who it's like the same movie every single time you play.
I know.
You're just like in this tight game right down the stretch, and the Nuggets, you know, go on like a 12-0 run to finish it out because they just know what buttons to push against this Lakers team. And the Lakers just don't seem to have a lot of options on this roster to, you know, deal with them. Like, they've thrown most of the adjustments that I feel like they could throw at them. Now, again, Darvin Ham makes a lot more money than me. Those coaches probably make a lot more money than me. Maybe they have some ideas. But for me, it's all about, you know, how far can you go without taking them on? And, you know, maybe there's a chance somebody else takes them out and then you have a better chance against that team because you probably have a better chance against any team that is not them. But yeah, I'm not saying like, hey, they lose this game, they play the Thunder, that's going to be easy. They're going to sweep them or something
But at least we've shown we can compete against the Thunder.
They've shown they can beat the Thunder. They've shown that it is possible for them to beat the Thunder. They've shown they could beat, you know, the Clippers or the Mavs or whoever. And, you know, you at least have, like, a chance against them. And against a healthy Nuggets squad, like, I just don't see it for these Lakers.
Yeah. No?
The two worst matchups for the Lakers are the Nuggets and the Kings.
The Kings.
And you kind of have both of them waiting for you one way or another.
It's like, you know, Herter and Monk are out. They're a different team than the one that beat the Lakers all those times. And so, theoretically, you know, you could talk yourself into that. That's like, but, like, with the Nuggets, they have all their guys. They're ready to go. Like, I'm just not seeing it in that matchup.
No.
The Kings, I can at least talk myself into it.
Yeah. I think
It would be really embarrassing to lose on purpose and then get knocked out of the
playoffs.
Exactly.
That's the other thing.
Among the reasons that they will not do it, chief among them, is that, you know, every NBA team, I think, mainly makes decisions on what will get us roasted the most online. And, you know, they're like, we got to at least try, because if we just sit the starters in this play-in game, then, everybody's going to be really mean on Twitter. And so, you know.
Hey, it didn't stop the Cavs. Didn't stop the Cavs from, you know, ducking whoever they were scared of, you know?
The Heat? The Sixers.
That's wild that they're scared of the Sixers. But nobody
else. That gives you a little confidence. You're like, wow.
I'm like, ooh. Well.
You would think the Cavs of all teams would feel like they have a shot against the Sixers because of, like, the two big thing. Like, that's, you know, theoretically, you would think that's one of the teams they have, like, I mean, maybe not a better shot. Maybe you'd rather, I guess, play the Magic, who's less proven. But
Yeah.
But they're the least online NBA team. We just figured that out. The Cavs don't care about, like, you know, all the NBA players, all coaches, they're like, we don't care what you idiots in the media have to say. The Cavs truly do not care. They prove it.
They're like, no, have you seen how big Embiid is?
They don't
know anything about the narratives or like the metrics. They're just like, have you seen how big Embiid is? That guy won MVP last year. Gotta get away from that guy.
So-and-so was saying on the so-and-so podcast that you guys are clown fraud cowards for ducking the Sixers and or Heat. And they're like, what do you mean? What's a podcast?
Yeah, we don't know what a podcast what that is. We live in Cleveland?
Yeah. Oh, man. But, like, I think for me, it boils down to the fact, I think, because the Lakers, this was all self-created. We did this to ourselves to be in the position we're in. You know what I mean? Like, and when you see how the insistence of playing players like Cam Reddish or Torian Prince have put us over Rui, and I get it, Rui was hurt, you know, here and there, but when you look at what that record looks like and say, oh, yeah, that was our starting five from Jump Street, maybe we would be, you know, organically ducking the Nuggets already, because we could have been maybe the fourth seed for the fourth.
Well, also, I will just say, generally, now this is not always the case, but generally benching like three of your top five highest paid players is not like a great allocation of resources.
And hey, what do we know? We're not Darvin Ham, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But, you know, that part seems like, even as a coach, I'm like, okay, who are we paying them? Yeah. Maybe we should play them, huh? No.
And, you know, they've been like, 20-8 since they went to the new starting lineup or whatever it is. Like, they're actually, you know, yeah. So, I mean, you're exactly right. Is that the Lakers, that's the crazy thing about this whole debate and whatever.
Self-created.
The Lakers didn't have to be here. They didn't have to be in this situation.
So it'll be poetic. I think the version that will cause me the most distress is something like, we end up having to face the Nuggets and just something happens to the Nuggets and like, they'll defeat us in the series, but they're somehow diminished a bit from the series against us. And we're like, we just helped the rest of the league right now because one of their starters is out.
Speed bump on the road to history. Yeah. The Los Angeles Lakers. We're a proud legacy.
Yes, forever. Yeah, those were because we're a banana skin. That's why we got those yellow jerseys. Yeah. Whoop, O'Doyle rules.
sick reference. Yeah. should we take a quick break and come back and just talk? Take a step back. Obviously, the only thing that really matters is what the Lakers do, but we're going to take a step back and just look at the league in general.
Yeah.
What narratives do we think are being underrated heading in to the most wonderful time of the year?
If you sing that too closely, we will get a content strike. You know.
So okay, just, my bad.
Oh, wait, that's YouTube.
It never mind. A little more off key.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
No, now the Simpsons can come
Damn
at
it.
Us for that teenager character.
We'll be right back.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, Help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
And we're back. So the other matchups.
Yes.
Besides the one that we don't even know if it's going to happen.
that is causing distress in my neighborhood. Yeah.
Wolves, Suns. Suns went 3-0 against the Wolves this season. The Suns started rounding into shape, looking pretty good heading into the end of the season. Wolves ended up as a 3 seed, Suns a 6. I truly don't know what's going to happen because the Suns have been so kind of unpredictable. I'm unsure. I think this could go in either direction. Would love to see Anthony Edwards have a great series. Would also like to see the Suns pull it out so that we continue to get to see KD in the playoffs, like kind of towards the end of the run. I'm a sucker for a super team, man. Even if super team is in quotes. I'd like to see the Suns win this. I don't know who's going to win it. Do you have an instinct, Harrison?
You know, it's going to be a fascinating stylistic clash up, you know, between sort of, you have like Hooper Oasis in the desert, you know, it's just like a bunch of guys that just kind of like, they all get buckets versus, you know, the sort of analytics darlings, Rudy Gobert, you know, like nerd team. And, you know, I actually do think that the Suns have a chance because they are, you know, theoretically the type of team that could, you know, like Minnesota's defense is really sort of predicated on giving up the types of mid-range shots that, you know, like KD and all those guys have made basically their whole careers on taking and making. And so theoretically, you know, like they should have some advantages and, you know, but it's hard to pick a 6 seed to win, but, you know, I don't know, given what you just said about the season record and, you know, I don't know. Like the Suns have been so underwhelming in so many moments, but this year. But I do think that, you know, if they're all healthy, I like their chances at the very least.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's just hard for me to pick Rudy Gobert in a playoff series. I'm sorry. I just saw a stat today that he has more Defensive Player of the Year awards than playoff series wins.
That's messed up, man.
Wow. That's wild. Wow.
Or he will when he wins this year, maybe.
Right. Sure. Yeah, that's not a great stat to have. There's someone on Reddit was posting something about how, like, with Anthony Edwards, you know, he said KD is his GOAT, and he also said Beal is the hardest to cover. So he's like, well, he might have his work cut out for him.
He also had that quote about, like, yeah, they got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels.
Exactly.
Was that a? Is he doing bits?
No, I think his point was that like Jaden McDaniels would guard KD. I don't think that he meant like he is as good as him.
Right,
but,
right.
All I saw was the out of context version, and that was hilarious. And I hope that he was arguing that those are equal players in NBA history, not even
that
just currently
today.
Sounds
like he was just looking around the locker room and named the first.
And we got
Jaden McDaniels. Jaden, turn around, buddy. Yeah, McDaniels. That's what it says on the back of his jersey. All right, this next series, I'm very fascinated by. Clippers, Mavs. Clippers went 2-1 in the series this season. They haven't played since December, though. So Dallas got a lot better at the deadline and went 18-7 over the last 25 games. A lot of people are on Dallas right now. They're like, these guys look great. They're playing well together. They seem to be having fun out there. One thing, I bring it up all the time, but I just don't want to forget, and I feel like people are forgetting. This is one of the players I think people are sleeping on heading into the playoffs. When healthy, Kawhi Leonard does tend to lock in the playoffs. And last year, in the first game and a half of the playoffs, was the story that at least that I was paying attention to was like, oh, Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the league again. We just like lost track of that, and he's actually the best player in the league. He was so good in that first game and a half before he got hurt. If he's able to stay healthy,
an incredible
this whole series,
72 minutes that will live forever in NBA history.
Truly,
you know?
memorable.
Well, he's also been good in past years' playoffs, also. So
no,
I don't
he's
know.
A playoff riser for sure. He is a guy that definitely has, you know, the real stars are the guys who can kind of, it's a cliche, but the guys who can raise their game up a level. And, you know, there have been those guys throughout NBA history. Like you could see LeBron sort of, you know, take that extra step every postseason, no matter how old he gets. Like Kawhi is clearly one of those guys that has that extra gear that he can activate when the games really, really matter. So I would still pick the Mavs if I had to pick in this series, just because it was funny. You mentioned the Clippers, you said they hadn't played since December and you meant against the Mavs. But for a second, I was like, oh, is he doing a joke about like they have not played real basketball since December? I'm like, ah, good one. You know, and they just look discombobulated. James Harden doesn't really look like himself. I you know,
also
who
a playoff
knows
riser,
when,
though.
Hawaii is going to be back.
If memory serves, James Harden also a playoff riser. So
legendary
they
playoff riser.
Yeah.
Don't Google it. He always takes up that next step.
Google's lying. Whatever you see, that's a lie. Yeah. And now I just read Ty Lue is saying Kawhi is doing about a quarter of practice and then ramping it up to hopefully.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Like, I guess after.
Wait, I didn't even realize he was hurt. All right. Never mind. Brian, the editor, cut my whole thing about how good Kawhi is.
Well, he might be back. They don't.
He might
saying,
be back.
You know,
I think they're just saying they can't go full metal.
I've been tracking this for SB Nation, and they've been saying like we think he's going to miss like two or three games for like basically like two or three weeks now, and he's missed 8 games. And so, you know, he did in an optimistic sign, he did just commit to play for the Olympic team. So you would think it's not like a major injury that he thinks is going to sideline him months, and it really is this sort of more day to day thing. But the Clippers certainly have not like earned the benefit of the doubt with that after they said Kawhi was day to day last year, and then after the series they're like, oh yeah. He tore his, it's something in his knee. I don't remember. It was meniscus or ACL. Yeah. It was one of them. And, you
They're
know, we knew the whole
knee
time.
Knee inflammation. You do have to use an abbreviation when it's an injury that is so common with this player that where they're calling it knee inflammation. All right. So forget my whole thing about how good the Clippers are going to be.
No,
but don't
I think
cut
it's,
it. Let,
it's still
let
all
me,
right. I mean,
let
well, the
me
other part
wrong.
Of that, too, is like, you know, the Russell Westbrook of it all. Like, depending on how they match up, I'm like, what? Which one are we going to get? Because that's somebody who really has to come to play. Being on Kyrie. Right.
Yeah. The if Kawhi is healthy or if Kawhi like plays, I think that is an advantage. His ability to rise. I also think they have the coaching advantage by a significant margin. And I do think the Russ thing matters. Like that, if like Russ really is like an off-speed pitch, he's just. Right. Josh, he's the Pulp Fiction shot of adrenaline in the heart.
He's been
great
in that.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think I'm both pulling for and kind of have a feeling about the Clippers, and I could be exactly wrong. We'll see.
Okay. Should we look
going
to Mavs, the East?
For the record?
Yeah. Miles?
Jack.
Do you have a pick?
Jack,
I pray
for the downfall of my enemies on a nightly basis. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No. Why did I have to ask?
I'm dusting off my Mike Finley Mavericks jersey that I got in sophomore year of high school. I'm about to throw that thing on. Yeah.
All right. In the Eastern Conference, the Knicks messed around, climbed into the 2 seed in the East with a little help from the Cavs. Jalen Brunson, just all season, has been unbelievable. Probably going to be in the, do we think he's going to be top 5 MVP voting? Like top?
It seems like it based on sort of the public ballots that have come out so far and sort of the top, like it seems like he's going to be 5th on a lot of ballots, but like, I think he is going to be the 5th guy.
Yeah. OG returning at the right time. They're like, I don't think they're undefeated with OG, but their record is like wild.
It's insanely good. It's like,
it's unbelievable. He like with him, they're really hard to beat. That does, you know, if the Sixers are able to get a win tonight, that does appear to be who they're playing. If the Sixers are not able to get a win,
they're 20-3 with OG.
20-3.
And I heard a stat the other day that OG has not had a negative plus minus game the entire season, which is sort of astounding, you know, because that is like a team-based stat a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like sometimes you're just going to be on the floor when like somebody else on your team misses a bunch of shots and you just are negative. But I mean, that's crazy.
You know, by this point, we know what happened between the Sixers and the Heat. I just want to say, like, I've read a lot of playoff content. I've listened to some playoff preview podcasts. It feels like people are doing like the Heat last year. I just want to like reiterate, at this time last year, the Heat were in the same position or very similar position. They didn't, people are like, yeah, but this year, like they're not even putting it together. They're not, last year, they were not good until the second half of the second play-in game. They lost the first play-in game. They were losing by a point to the Bulls heading into the fourth quarter of the second play-in game. They didn't decide to take it up 3 levels until like the playoffs started. It doesn't make sense that they would decide to do that again. I just want to remember, like, again, like people are like, yeah, but Butler this year is different. It's like he was different last year in the regular season too. Everybody was saying the exact same thing. I don't expect it to happen because when it happened last year, it was like that. Well, this is a literal miracle. Like I've never seen anything, anyone just decide to be way better. But he was able to do it last year. If they're able to get the 7 seed, I could see them doing it again this year. I don't know. I also feel like
Knicks versus Heat, those two specific teams would set basketball back. At least scoring, it would set it back decades. Right. We'd be getting like final scores of like 59-57 in a playoff game, you know?
Yeah. Totally. And when in doubt, I always like Brunson is always good for a round or two better than I'm expecting his, like back to when he was with the Mavs and, you know, last year with the Knicks. Like, he's really great in the play. He's a playoff riser as well. And so I don't know. I think the Knicks are probably going to win no matter who they're facing. But it's like listening to like Bill Simmons podcast. He's just like not scared of the Heat at all. He's like, I'd love to play the Heat. That's fine. Please. Who cares?
Just like that, huh?
Because Jimmy Butler's been bad all season. I'm just like, yeah, man, like, what? We did this last year.
Like, it's like the Simpsons scene of, like, how many times the Celtics fans have to step on the rake, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we did it. Bucks-Pacers is also going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Giannis listed as doubtful heading into game one due to a calf strain. Calf strains are very tricky injuries. We saw that be the injury leading into KD having an Achilles like a few years back.
Right.
Like it's, you just have to be incredibly.
I thought
that was an Achilles.
Oh,
Yeah.
Did you feel the whole thing go up the back of your leg? Like a lot of people say that happens. And I was like,
yeah.
It's yeah, scary. That was a little scary. It's just like, it really couldn't have gone, like the last month of the season couldn't have gone worse for the Bucks. Like, it's really not good.
Really, the second half of the season couldn't have gone worse for the Bucks. Did you guys know that Doc Rivers was going to finish the year? He took over the team when they were like 30 and like 12 or something, and he finished the year with a below 500 record.
Yeah. Hey, but he didn't ask to come in.
He didn't ask to come in.
He would not have wished that situation on his worst enemy. Thank you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And and the bus driver too.
The bus driver that work for the team. Low class.
The equipment manager, it's crazy. He just leaves the laundry out all over the floor. Like he's not even, it's just.
I feel like I'm at home with my teenage kids.
I did start to wonder after the second stray that the equipment manager took this year. I'm like, okay, is this guy actually just like doing a bad job? Somebody needs to look into this. Like, yeah, Doc and Giannis both bringing up specifically the equipment manager. I have some questions now.
Right. Yeah. There's an agenda. I mean, because I saw it on the more cynical end. It's that Giannis might not be ready till game two or three. And then
Woj said today that they're preparing to start the series without him. At least.
No, he's not going to be there for game one.
Yeah, game one at least.
Yeah, but then I guess heading into game one.
One of the betting sites had to like change the odds for the series because so many people were coming in betting on the Pacers after that. So,
Wow.
Yeah.
And there's also people like speculating about Dame's future in Milwaukee if they lose early. It's just it really couldn't have gone much worse. This season, unfortunately.
I'm excited for the generational blame deflection that we're going to get whenever this Bucks run ends, because you got Dame, you got Doc, you got Giannis, like an underrated sort of blame deflector. Like all these guys, seeing who's going to point the finger at who is going to be incredible.
Yeah. It's going to be the end of Reservoir Dogs.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. It's going to be three Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Of just like pointing to just...
Ben, like,
what do you
Simmons.
Mean we failed? We reached the Elite Eight of the NBA in college. Like, this is celebrated. I don't understand how you're calling this a failure. Yeah. We 100%. Did better than last year. It's about steps to success. We got out of the first round in a 7-game series against the Pacers, and then we lost in the second round. That's progress.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What storyline do you think is being underrated on either side of the East, the West? What do you think is we're going to see heading in, if you had to guess? Last year, obviously, it was the Heat, I don't know how many people were predicting that, but if you had to guess a like underrated storyline we're going to be talking about heading into, let's say, the conference finals, what do you think it is?
I mean, I think, to be honest, and this hurts me in my heart to say, but I think that people maybe are not giving like the Celtics enough due just because they don't have that kind of one exemplary player who's going to be an MVP. They may not get a first team All-NBA guy. They might, but like they have probably as a Lakers fan, this is causing me physical pain, but they have the best starting five in basketball right now. And they've been really good all year, and they're probably not going to get like a great opponent coming out of the play-in. I mean, you know, again, it's possible it's the Heat, and the Heat like, you know, pull off sort of their like dark magic again, and just like Jimmy Butler, he's like, oh, it's spring, time for me to become Michael Jordan again, and just like knocks him out of the playoffs. But like, I think that the Celtics may be sort of getting a lot of rest between these series in some cases, and you know, I'm not sure that. You know, just because of how bad the bottom of the East is, like it seems like they are going to sort of sweep through it all the way to the finals. You know, to be honest, I would be sort of surprised if they lost more than like two or three games right now.
So the Sixers did go 8-0 to end the season. Do you want to take that over again? Talking about how bad the bottom of the East is.
And also, and Doc Rivers like doesn't coach them anymore.
Yeah.
I cannot confirm or deny if I'm trying to reverse jinx the Celtics right now.
I do. So I will say,
I think they're unbeatable. No one can take them out. Prove me wrong, basketball gods. Oh, you're real? You want to? You? If you're real, then let the Heat beat the Celtics. I don't know. I am tempting fate right now.
If you're real,
I openly admit to be rooting heading into these playoffs. I'm rooting for the field. It's like Celtics versus the field. I'm just rooting for the field. The only thing that's giving me hope is all those like advanced stats that are like they're the best team ever. The thing they all point out, though, is that they are the best team ever, but they don't have a player, like a single player, that is like good enough to be like up held up with like those Jordan teams, with like any of those teams. And that is usually a problem at some point in the NBA playoffs, because you need to have someone who is a walking, talking bucket. And that's been a problem for them in the regular season. Like Tatum in crunch time has not been able to just like take the team on his back. So I'm hoping that that is what we see derail them. And yes,
it's
that would be
time, you know, I think
like I mean that's just been an issue. They can't just be like, all right, man, like we're all tired and a little bit scared, it's the end of the game and now it's Jason time. It doesn't work with
put
him
the mask
to
on Jason
this point.
Yeah
I mean Grant Williams tried to put the mask on and he was like, what are you doing? You know, so like that's how averse he is to the superhero mask.
It's like, it's my team. Let's go. I don't, you know, I'm going to trash talk Jimmy Butler. No way this ends badly.
Oh, man. What a run. That was so fun when the Heat did that last year.
It is sort of incredible how many guys that Grant Williams has made mad. It's like every single NBA player interview, you know, I saw the Mavs were coming out and blasting him. And like, you know, it just, yeah, it's amazing. He really has gotten under the entire league skin.
Yeah.
Not easy to do.
Impressive. All right. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, oh man, you're in trouble. I gotta say, Harrison, you are wandering into a shootout. It's the rapid fire round of questioning. We'll be right back.
The 82 game preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
And we're back.
We're back.
You're saying I'm walking into a disadvantageous situation. Can I theoretically tank it and then get a better matchup down the line? Like,
technically, you could. Technically,
you could.
If you're
a coward
or a realist.
Oh, you already said you were, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Technically diagnosed. Yes.
Yeah. You can. Totally. Yeah, you totally can. You totally can. But we don't like to acknowledge that up top. But
okay.
The doctor is handing you to your mother after your birth, they're like, sorry, it's a coward.
I've never seen a baby cry this much, ma'am.
Wow.
He looks so scared. Oh, my God.
Good luck with this one.
Yeah. This one. Yeah. Anyway, your problem now.
Well.
But Harrison Fagan, he's right. It's time for the rapid fire round of questioning. Okay, this is the fastest question answer segment in sports podcasting history. We're going to ask you a question. Don't take too much time. Let's keep the pace up. And if you do take too much time, we will be so rude to you that you will have no choice but to not be confrontational about it. Okay? Here we go.
I don't think you could be ruder to me than the internet has been in the last 48 hours.
That's true. Yeah. You're a journalist who said something real to Laker fans. And trust me,
Magic Johnson called you critics, right? Magic Johnson was like, critics are saying that they should throw this game.
That must feel good though.
So congratulations on being critics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, pundits. People got mad at Jesus too. You know, it's just like,
there it is. There it is. And maybe they will heed your advice.
Have you seen the reviews for this year's Lakers? They're like at a 73 on Rotten Tomatoes. It's pretty good.
73 is not bad actually. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll take that. Cause most of the time they're so cynical on there,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, here we go.
Plane. Gerard Butler's plane. 73.
Brian, start the clock. You want to go first or should I go first? Why don't you go first, Jack?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Harrison, we see that there's a BB1 figurine behind you. My soon-to-be 8-year-old is a Star Wars obsessive. I'm taking him to the Skywalker Saga marathon.
Oh.
The only Star Wars film he hasn't seen is Episode 3 because it's a little heavy, you know? A lot of children being slaughtered.
Order 66 might be tough for an 8-year-old.
He knows about Order 66. He's like, yeah. No, I got it. Like, he knows all the lore. He knows, like, the stats. But as a Star Wars fan...
How many younglings? Wow. Yeah,
how many younglings?
I'm a little worried about your son.
No, he's all about putting up... He's all about stats and, like, how many gunners you think this have? Wrong. I'm like, oh, okay, man. Sorry.
Surprised you didn't know that, Dad.
Wow. He really is like, doesn't understand how I'm not more obsessed with Star Wars. But I'm just curious, what's your favorite Star Wars film?
This is cliche, but Empire Strikes Back. I do think it's the best movie of all of them.
Most underrated Star Wars film.
I don't know if it's even Episode 3 anymore because I feel like that used to be the answer, but now I guess I'll say The Last Jedi just because it's like so critically panned and so many people get so mad about it. And I actually think that there's like a good movie in there if you sort of cut down the length of it and like the B plot where like Finn is basically doing nothing for like an hour of the movie and
he's doing Ocean's 11 on a casino
there's
planet.
Some good interesting ideas in that movie and you know, I think it could have been better.
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed. Okay.
Okay. Next question.
Well, thank you for answering that on our NBA podcast.
Yep. Next question. And sorry, I got to have to take it back to the NBA, Jack. Harrison, what color kyber crystal would you use to color your lightsaber blade?
Well, I can actually answer that because I have one. Well, you can't see it on this, but I have them displayed in my office, the one that I made at Disneyland, and it's purple. Uh-huh.
Okay, wow. Mace Windu. I got another question for you.
True Laker fan, more so. But yeah, he was the one that made purple a thing. You know?
Yeah, I thought you were trying to support, the one Black Jedi, but that's okay. That's okay. You know what I mean? It was for the Lakers. It's for the Lakers. We all have our faults. How about this actual NBA question? More likely to happen and why? The Lakers get in and win a series versus the Nuggets or Thunder or Sixers get in and win a series versus Celtics or Knicks?
I'm going to say Sixers just because they have they need to win one game and then they get in against the Knicks. And I do think that they could beat the Knicks if Embiid stays healthy. And so, you know, like anytime you need less sort of things to break right for you, I'm going to go with them. I think the Lakers have a shot if they lose this first play-in game and win the second one.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to read a quote to you from Jamal Murray. And then I want you to react by telling me.
Harrison Fagan has a good point. The Lakers
Harrison
should be
Fagan
scared.
Harrison Fagan made a good point. They should be scared. But no. He said, quote, and I want you to react. I also want you to spot the lie in here.
Okay.
There is a error. I think we're the best duo. I think we're there in a bigger market and people have more interest in LeBron and AD in LA or what Dame and Giannis could do or what Luka and Kyrie could do. Talking about the best duos and getting the job done and how they play for each other and with each other. I think me and Jokic are undoubtedly number one. Weird that he called him Jokic, first of all. Just it's like, are you
they're not
a
that
fan?
Close. They're just co-workers, yeah, you know? Right? Just like,
hey. Me and Gray. I mean, when you're talking about NBA podcast hosts, me and Gray.
Me and Gray.
We're up there.
O'Brien's got the touch, man.
All right. First of all, do you agree?
No. I think I mean, I don't know who I would pick as the best duo, but it's just, I mean, they're up there, certainly. And this is going to sound disrespectful, considering they just won the title and everything. But it's like, you know, I'm okay if Jokic says that. I feel like it's a little weird if Jamal Murray is the one saying it. It would be, you know, again, this is extreme and this is too mean to Jamal Murray, but I'm going to make the analogy anyway. And that's like, you know, like Luke Walton being like, Kobe and I scored, you know, like 84 points combined that day, you know?
Right.
It's like, yeah, I mean, that, like, you know, you guys do have two of the most points together as teammates in NBA history. But, like, one guy did, the majority of contributing to that. And so, yeah. I don't know. I just, like, I think that's got to be Jokic giving that quote. Like, I don't know. Murray, yeah. Like, yeah.
And
you're
going to
make an all-star team before, saying this.
Yeah. What's the factual error that he included in there?
There's an error in there.
I don't know. I didn't
Denver is a larger market than Milwaukee.
Yeah.
By quite a bit, actually. Milwaukee is below Salt Lake City, below San Jose, California.
It's a big market Bucks bias, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wait, what? but yeah, Denver is like kind of right in the middle of the pack. So, by the way, I would have had more interesting questions to ask you, but then I found this list of U.S. markets by size and have just been looking at it for the past
and
like
hours. No,
it is, there are
so
always
times.
Some ones in there that you're like, wait, that city's bigger than that
city? Yeah, exactly.
There's been a couple times I've fallen down that rabbit hole. So
Tampa needs an NBA team. Seattle desperately needs an NBA team.
Seattle
They're
does
like
need an NBA
14th
team
biggest.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico needs an NBA team.
Probably Durham at this point would too.
Yeah.
I've never done this before during this segment, but Jack, we have to keep this moving.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Smaller than Hartford, Connecticut, Miles. Come on.
The whale?
Yeah. The
next
whale.
Question is this, Harrison, guess which city is bigger?
I hear so. Based on lightsabers owned per capita. Okay, you're taking a time machine. You can go back in time to personally be an eyewitness at any of the following moments in NBA history. You take your pick. The 87 Finals Game 4, Magic's baby skyhook winner in the Boston Garden. 2010 Finals Game 7, Lakers over Celtics. 2000 Western Conference Finals Game 7, the great lob, Kobe to Shaq.
Where are my seats?
Wow. Where do you need them to be?
Like, how good of seats are you giving me? It affects the question. I don't know.
I guess if we're talking Staples Center, they're like premier level seats, like sort of that level.
It's like, oh, you know, like we can get you a time machine, but not courtside ticket.
Courtside what are you crazy?
Okay, lower bowl.
Yeah,
lower bowl. We'll say lower bowl.
I am going to say game 7, 2010, just because that is probably my favorite NBA game of all time and like my favorite Lakers win.
Yeah.
That's a game that means a lot to me. And so I think it would be that one.
Shout out to my therapist for sure. 100%.
You're sitting courtside,
my therapist is that game. It was just game 7, 2010. Got me through a lot.
I don't need therapy, man. Game 7.
The Lakers won. We got that fifth ring. I'm good.
Woo.
And finally, someone's coming to the great city of Los Angeles for one weekend. Give us three spots they need to hit up. Let's go attractions, not restaurants, not bars, just places to hit. Tourist.
I'm a terrible person to ask this question to because I don't really like go outside all that much. But you know, I would say the Santa Monica Pier is pretty great. You know, beautiful like ocean waves, you know, that kind of thing.
Ocean waves. I've heard of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have those there?
Can you tell I'm a writer?
I've never been there.
So
I got to check it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like
it can be personally. You know what I mean? I'm not asking for we're not the objective top three.
Yeah, but
what
are your apartment? You put me on the spot.
Yeah.
My apartment, it's great. You should come by. Okay, hang out. I got some vegetarian snacks for you, you know.
Yeah,
my apartment number 2. Mm-hmm. And then you know, I'll give a shout out. My wife and I went to a place called the Love Museum in downtown LA. That was pretty cool. It was you know, like a good I would say a good date spot. Like,
there
you know, if you have a significant other in your life. It was cool.
What's in the Love Museum?
They basically, they like, it's a museum built by this psychologist that was like famous for studying love and like how it works chemically in your brain or whatever. And it has all these exhibits where you sort of like interact and think about things and talk to each other and whatever. It could be either the greatest or worst first date spot of all time.
Yeah. Right.
But you know, it was, we had a lot of fun, and I feel like I learned things about my wife and how she sees the world that I did not know.
They give you Molly like, when you walk in. Ask. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I saw different colors, you know, it was great.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's had taking very deep labored breaths every 3 minutes is a
yeah.
Well, Harrison Fagan, thank you so much for joining us on Miles and Jack Got Mad. Boosties. I mean, I think everything we said today was correct. No matter, even though we didn't know the results of certain games, but look, I'm pretty sure we nailed it. Where do people find you, follow you, read you, listen to you? All, how do they experience the Harrison Fagan enterprise?
Yeah, you can read me and a bunch of others at SBNation.com during the playoffs. And then we have a bunch of team sites as well, like Mavs Moneyball had a really good story up today on why the Mavs should be taken seriously as real contenders. And like they have a real shot to win the whole thing. I mean, you can yell at me on Twitter at HMFAIGEN. If you think that the Lakers should not sort of tank tonight's play-in game, feel free. Just jump in. A lot of people have been doing it. I check out like the Silver Screen and Roll playback stream, which I will be jumping on sometimes during the playoffs.
Beautiful. Nice. You can follow the show by following the hashtag MadBoosties, BOOSTIES. Show links and updates. You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter.
I'm at Jack_O'Brien. And that's going to do it. Another one in the books in the bottom of the net. Swish.
Boom. Stream music. Call me Johann Sebastian Bach, because we'll be back next week with a whole another episode of Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties.
Sick. Wow. We pitched a perfect game with last closing.
Look, I got to get a Bach. It's sort of like Seinfeld. There's a Superman reference somewhere in every episode. There is a Johann Sebastian Bach reference in every single episode of Mad Boosties. Real fans know. Okay.
Real fans
check the
know.
Tapes. All right. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Swish. Dunk. Switch. Huh. Dunk, dunk.
Dunk shoot, as they say in Japan.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.